Monk Jet Prez, Ella paired with Pops, Duke on down to Getz. Jad's another four-letter words. Jazz is a four-letter word.
Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words. That's a title track to the new album by Mark Winkler. And Mark Winkler, it's great to get to talk to you again. Jazz is a four-letter word. I'm guessing it's a double meaning, both a negative and a positive connotation.
Well, you know, actually, it's a positive connotation. It's me responding to, there's a couple articles last year about, you know, the death of jazz. Jazz is over. And I just hated those articles, and I don't think jazz is over. So it's me saying there's some people that might think jazz is a four-letter word that's bad, but here's all the good stuff that I think jazz is in four-letter words. So for me, it's positive, but I guess I'm having it both ways. I've thought of doing the four-letter words, the X-rated version live.
Okay.
But I don't do the X-rated version on my record.
Today you dare not use the word. It's like something bad they say. It's not commercial, man, but they don't understand. No matter how it swings from coast to coast, it's the most.
Let's stay positive then. You've
yes.
been very adamant about with our conversations over the years about how important jazz is and why it's so important to you and how much you love it. 2015, why does jazz still matter?
Well, first of all, jazz is the art form that America created. I mean, this is totally from the U.S. Second of all, there's so much of a history in jazz that's so fantastic. But the thing I want to reiterate, and I tell my friends that sort of say to me, oh, you know, jazz is, you know, it's not as relevant as I go. As long as there's Gregory Porter and Jamie Cullum and Cecile McLaurin-Savant around singing, filling halls, jazz is relevant. Sometimes I think that the word jazz stops people from enjoying it. There's just so much good jazz out there. If there wasn't people out there that was making fantastic music as we speak, I'd say maybe it is, but it's not the case. And I like modern jazz. I think on my record, yes, I swing, and you know, it has echoes of the 50s Bobby Troup stuff and Matt Dennis, but I try to keep it very modern. What's happening?
Well, you touched on something else, that there's a strain within jazz itself of looking down and berating vocalists, too, like almost like they're not real jazz people. I mean, have you ever run into that?
I haven't. Sure, I've encountered. I think every singer, you know, we have a trial by fire. Every time I meet with a group of musicians that don't know me, I sort of have to, they sort of check me out that I know what I'm doing. You know, they check me out that I know the music, that I know where one is, where I know where the second ending is. You know, it's interesting. You know, jazz people speak their own language, jazz musicians. And so they're leery of singers sometimes. But I always pass because I know my shit after all these years. But I have to go through it. And it's amazing that I still do. And
it's amazing that you still have to? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But, you know, hey, here's the good part of it. I work with such fantastic musicians. That is the great joy for me. So the guys that I work with on a day-to-day level, I don't have to do that at all. They're incredible musicians, and they're really nice. But there is this thing about jazz musicians and singers. I think they're a little bit resentful that singers get the attention. You know, the minute a singer fronts a band, they're the ones who get the attention. They're a little bit jealous. And some singers, let's be honest, don't have their shit together.
Well, let's go back to your album. By the way, it's called Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words. And as you have in the past, you've done a couple of duets with another great vocalist, Cheryl Benteen, on this record. And I really like the version of I'm Hip. A lot of folks associate that with Blossom Dearie. And as I was listening to it again, I had to smirk because there's a line in there about beards. They used to be hip, but now they're not. But actually, they are hip again now.
You know, I'm Hip is a laundry list song. You know, I teach songwriting. And laundry list songs are lists of things that end in the title. You know, and Cole Porter wrote a million of them, and Better Than Anything is a laundry list song. And the thing about laundry list songs is you can update laundry list songs. I could have actually updated it, but over the years I've realized I don't like updating songs. I like keeping them in their time period. So I thought about it, but I thought, you know, in 2 years beards will be out again.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, they look like mountain men.
I'm here, but not weird.
Well,
like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, cause I'm hip.
Now I'm deep into Zen.
Well, you're mixing songs that you've written or co-written on the album with a number of standards on here, and the other one with Cheryl Benteen is a standard, I Wish I Were in Love Again.
It's got the world's greatest lyric, you know, and I was dying to sing The Faint Aroma of Performing Seals, The Conversation with the Flying Plates. You know, I'm a lyricist, so I'm a big stickler for, if I'm not singing my own lyrics, I want to sing the best. And the Lorenz Hart, who wrote those lyrics, is the best. Far better than I'll ever be. I have so much fun singing that with Cheryl.
The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but
I would rather be God.
Another song on the album, you wrote the lyrics, a very special song, I Chose the Moon.
Yeah.
From what we talked about, I Wish You Were in Love Again. It sounds like you've been in love again for 34, 5 years. Do I have the timeline right on that one?
Yeah, sure. I've been with this guy for 34 years. And on our 34th anniversary, I wrote him this lyric, you know. And I was thinking, you know, when you're in a long-term relationship, there's a lot of stages to it. And one of the stages when people are in a long-term relationship, and sometimes you think, hey, I wonder what would have happened if I would have gone with this person, or hey, you know, that person's really cute, why don't I go with them? And you sort of think about things. It's only human, as I say in the bridge. But I had to sit down and I realized literally that this was probably the best decision I ever made, and I chose correctly, I chose right. You know, I chose the moon. Some of the stars can be shiny and pretty in the sky, but I chose the guy who was the best for me. So that's really what the song's about. And I'm so happy that people other than me can relate to this song. I've had so many people come up to me when I sing it live and go, wow, that's my relationship with my husband.
Sometimes I think of the lovers I've missed, the nights of adventure, lips left unkissed. And I sigh and I wonder if only I had wandered. And then I look at you and I smile to myself, 'cause I know I chose the moon.
Jazz and Other Four-Letter Words is the name of the album. Mark Winkler, great to talk to you again. Congratulations. This is really, really it's a wonderful album. I think it's the best you've done in a long, long time.
Oh,
and that doesn't mean the last few haven't been good. It just means you've really upped your game.
Oh, good. Thank you so much, John. I appreciate that.
There's so many things about you, baby, I like. For example, When you wake up and say good morning about a quarter to midnight. And I got this thing for your dancing eyes. I can't tell a lie. It's the way I feel so cool with you when we're all alone and the moon is high. Thing I like the most is when your cat plays piano, mostly on the black keys. And I could swear he's a jazzer, 'cause he will not play the melody. When your cat plays piano and I hear you singing along, it's all so amazing how you seem to know just every little note to his song. And as for your funky little pad, what's not to like? I'm hip to your collection of records playing on the old hi-fi. And mad for your abstracts, though I can't say I understand why you got this collection of slinkies on the green nightstand. And though I can't say what your poetry's about, I know it's very deep. Never know just what you're gonna do when the incense burns and the scarves come out. Thing I like the most is when your cat plays piano, living out his nine lives like Monk or Mr. Parker, although I hear some Charles Ives. When your cat plays piano and I hear you singing along, it's all so amazing how you seem to know just every little note to his song. You were born a couple of decades too late. You would have been a sweet chick, a beatnik, sipping coffee at the village gate. Your cat, well, he would have been a beatnik too, sitting there, lapping up his cup of joe, snapping his paws to Pete Rugolo. He brings such cool to the place, a reincarnated bopper, no doubt, with a feline sense of space. Is when your cat plays piano, mostly on the black keys. And I could swear he's a jazzer, 'cause he will not play the melody. When your cat plays piano and I hear you singing along, it's all so amazing how you seem to know just every little note to his song.